Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you hate when your parents want to check in on your relationship all the time? And they grill you. They just grill you with all these invasive questions So, how's it going with you two?
Yeah.
Which hotel is the wedding at again?
Oh, wait, what?
Why won't you let me meet my grandchild?
Oh, no, that's not...
Annoying.
Oh.
Well...
Wow.
I'll admit, sometimes we go parent mode and ask probing questions to our listeners that we've sent out on second dates.
Oh, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, Brooke.
Obnoxious. And today we're going to reconnect with a couple who came on our show a few months back. And honestly, at the time, they seemed like a total mismatch. We weren't even sure if they both liked each other, but still, they agreed to give it another chance, and apparently they have a big update.
Ooh.
So we're going to play their original call and then get super parent-like and annoying and ask what's new when we do your second date update next.
Second date update.
What's the wildest thing that you've ever done on a first date?
Whoa.
Oh.
First date. Ooh.
Yeah, I know for me, craziest first date was back in 2016 when me and the mystery person did something I'll never forget. Dessert first.
Oh. You bad boy.
Right.
And that's not like a euphemism or anything.
Dessert before the entrees, even before the appetizers came out.
I bet the server was shocked. Like, well, sir, you do know we haven't served bread yet.
Oh, yeah, I was almost kicked out.
Yeah,
really?
Because I'm that much of a wild card.
I love that Jose is playing this up for you.
Someone else who throws caution to the wind is Emily, who emailed us for help.
Because she used chopsticks?
Well, she says she can't believe what she did on night one of meeting this guy.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Let's talk to her about it. Emily, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Are you a real rebel like Jeffrey? You're saying more. Okay, okay. I get it, Emily. I get it. Yeah. All Who'd you go out with? Where'd you meet him?
Okay, so before I tell you what I did... He's really hot and tall. He has tattoos on his forearm. And, I noticed him right away because we just had, this instant chemistry going on for, 20 minutes.
Where were you? Where were you?
I met him at a bar.
Okay. And does he have a name or?
Yeah. His name's Jason.
Oh, that's a good name.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like Jason was so sexy that he brought the wildness out of you.
I think so.
Nice. That is always a good thing if you can do that to a lady.
Yeah. What did you
She'll do? She'll be ordering tiramisu in no time.
That's right.
I have a feeling that things went pretty quickly if you're counting the 20 minutes of eye contact you made prior to talking to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened with you and Jason?
So, like, I'm just at the bar, and I decide to approach him.
Yeah, girl.
Okay, nice. Okay.
What'd you say? What was your line?
And I was like, hi, I've never met someone so hot and tall at the same time.
Oh, no.
Dude, you know that works.
For a guy, it works.
I couldn't think of anything better.
I love being complimented. But
I was hoping there was going to be some sort of smooth line delivered, but you just went with brutal, awkward honesty.
I love it.
And what happened?
So we were just hanging out. Like, we're having a great time. And I go ahead and I was like, would you like to come home with me?
Oh, dang.
Nice.
After one drink?
I was like, would you like to continue, like, having more drinks at my place?
Oh, more
nice.
Drinks.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not playing too hard to get here?
Dude, he's loving it.
And what did Jason say to that?
So he agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Hey, that's a good thing.
Did he stay the night?
He actually stayed the entire weekend.
What?
Oh, I've had dates like that too.
Yeah, wait,
or without permission.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wouldn't leave.
Wouldn't leave, but I didn't mind it, of course.
Okay,
oh,
good.
No.
Okay.
I have also hooked up with someone who is maybe in between houses. Do you think that that's what was going on?
He's like, getting drunk up in the shelter?
I mean, a whole weekend.
Uh-huh. No, they
maybe
click.
He just.
Oh, come on. He's too hot to be homeless.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, too.
Okay. Sounds like a TV series.
Let's make sure that we title this one, Too Hot to be Homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good one. Write that one down. Okay, now tell us how. So how did your weekend-long date with Jason end?
So he didn't leave until Monday morning.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What was it like? I mean, at that point, you actually are really getting to know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was comfortable. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't weird. But
That's always good.
Yeah.
You can vibe and like, hey, we've never kicked it, but I feel like we can do anything.
So after he left Monday morning, have you tried to get in touch with him? What's happened since then?
So he left and he hasn't really been talking to me much. Like, maybe once or twice, but it's just like really dry.
Like he needs to hydrate after the weekend-long experience?
No, just, I know what you mean. It's not the same. You don't feel the same vibe.
Who stays a weekend and then does that?
Yeah. Right. Like, because at first I'd be like, well, you had a one-night stand and that's why this guy isn't calling you back.
It makes me think Brooke might be right.
But a three.
I mean, is there anything that you see, Emily, that you think may have gone wrong or may have been a red flag?
Yeah, so he did tell me that he was divorced.
Divorced.
Okay. Okay.
Are you thinking maybe he's not actually divorced? He's still married?
Well, I don't know because I have friends that have been with guys that said they were divorced, but then later found out that they were still married.
Yeah, you know what? I had a friend who would say he was divorced, but then he would be like, well, it's not finalized.
We're separated.
Yet.
Yeah. I mean, we still live together and, you know, have a shared bank account.
Yeah, and I tell her I love her, but, you know, that's just.
Okay. Normally, I wouldn't make predictions, Emily, on this, but I'm just going to go ahead and guess that he's currently hiding out in your crawl space as we speak.
Or his current wife's crawl
space. He just hasn't left?
Yeah.
He's still there.
You know what? I could be wrong. That's why we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call him.
If you hear a phone ring.
You're buzzing in the ceiling. Run. We're going to do it right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
You've heard of 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
Our listener Emily says that's child's play.
Well,
I do 3 whole days in heaven. Try and get me to come out.
Yeah.
Because she met a guy named Jason at a bar, ended up taking him home within the first hour of meeting, and then he stayed the whole weekend.
Oh my gosh.
At her place, watching movies and doing other stuff, I'm sure.
God, what a great weekend.
They had a great time, but after that, Jason seems to be avoiding her calls and her text messages, and she doesn't know why.
God.
Now, Emily, is there anything incriminating that you haven't told us yet? Like, you didn't stalk him at his work or dress up like his mom and show up at a family get-together?
Do you guys should do that?
No, don't do that.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
Dude, this doesn't work.
He's like, Mom? Why are you trying to
I don't think this is on Emily. Like, I think you're right on something. Like, he said he was divorced. There's some sort of secret he's hiding that he doesn't want to reveal.
Yeah, like, I hate to say it, but it sounds like he had, like, a kid-free weekend and was like, totally. Hey, it's my weekend off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if I find out that he's married and has kids, like, it's just going to break my heart.
Oh, no.
She's like, I want to have kids with him.
Okay. Yeah. Deep breath.
All right.
There's a lot of pressure on this phone call right now. Yeah. But
let's just dial his number right now, right?
All right. I'll be right here in the corner.
Okay.
You go there.
Put yourself in the corner for a second.
Why don't we all just look into the corner of the studio? Yeah, I don't know. Just in case she's there.
Okay. Just make sure you don't say anything until I call you in. All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey. Is this Jason?
Speaking.
Is this tall, sexy Jason with tattoos?
Excuse me? Who is this?
Hey, somebody who knows you.
Sorry, my name is Jeff. I work on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
Hey, Jason.
Why are you guys calling me? How'd you get my number?
We got a number from a girl who listens to our show that met you recently. Mm-hmm. And she's been trying to get a hold of you.
I'm not really sure what this is about right now. What is this?
Well, this is a segment that we do called a second date update, and it's where we help our listeners get in touch with people after they've been on a date together.
And you guys did a lot more than just a date, like a whole weekend.
We're talking about a girl named Emily.
Yeah, I remember that girl, but
I would hope so.
Why are we on the phone?
Because she told us you guys met at a bar and hung out the whole weekend together, but after that, she's been trying to text you and you're not responding at all. And she's a little bit confused on what's going on.
Listen, I didn't really ask for any of this to happen. I had a fun weekend with the girl, but I just moved into the city. I'm not really used to all this big attention like this, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know that this has anything to do with the city. I think she had a great time with you. You could understand, like, yeah, if it was a one-night thing, I think she would have just chalked it up as just that. But you guys spent a lot of time together. You didn't leave till Monday morning, she said.
I mean, look, I when she asked me, I was surprised for sure to come back with her to the house, and then it turned into the weekend. I'm not really good at saying no to people, particularly the girls. I don't have too much experience with that type of stuff, so I just wasn't really sure what to do.
What are you talking about? I feel like you're putting on this like country bumpkin shtick thing. Like,
Brooklyn.
I came from a tiny town. It doesn't even have a stoplight. I can handle myself. Okay.
Why haven't you slept with 400 people by now? Like a real country person.
It doesn't make sense. Like, you're saying that you just didn't leave because you couldn't tell her that you wanted to go?
Doesn't know how it works in the city, Brooke.
Well, you know, I just wasn't really sure how to get out of there. You know, even at one point, Saturday night, I think it was, I told her I really needed to leave, but she just kept asking to watch movie after movie after movie. We watched so many musicals that weekend. I don't even like musicals.
Musicals? That is torture.
That's kind of funny, though. I like that.
Wait, so you didn't want to stay with her for the weekend?
I did like her. I did want to spend time with her, but I didn't know when or how necessarily to say no.
So you just felt sweetheart. Bad.
Oh. I actually feel bad for you now.
Okay.
No. But I do.
So, but you haven't talked to her at all since you guys last saw each other on Monday.
Bit. Well, we texted a little bit, but I don't really want to talk to her on the phone because I'm scared she's just going to get me back into something again.
She's just going to lure you into another weekend-long date.
You know, there's a Harry Potter marathon that's at least 3 days.
Yeah. I'm actually worried about him in the city now.
It was the first bar that I went into since I moved here, and the girl asked me to go home with her. I wasn't sure what to do. I got here.
I'm loving the city.
Those are good odds for you. You should go out to the bars more often. But before we can get you there, I do have to let you know some news that's probably going to scare you a little bit. But actually, Emily's on the other line listening right now. And she's ready to talk to you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Emily, you there?
Hi, how are you? Are you still being tall and cute?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I was just worried. You haven't been talking to me much.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I've been a little busy, you know, with moving in and here and everything. So.
Oh, I mean, do you need a hand with that?
Oh, no, Emily. Now you're trying to take advantage of the poor boy.
She knows he can't say no.
Jason, do you need a hand?
Yeah, I guess I could use some help.
Oh, no, Jason.
I'm uncomfortable.
Is there like a surgery where we can insert a backbone into Jason?
Jason, I'm really worried for you, dude. If you can't say no to anything, do you accept phone calls from people that are like, hey, would you like to sign up for a monthly subscription to like random services? Do you say yes?
Well, listen, where I'm from, people are generally just, I guess, a little bit more polite with each other and talking to everybody and everything.
Yeah.
And, sir, with all due respect, it sounds like some of the women that listen to your show are a little loose. And, you know, my mama told me about that.
What decade did you step out of?
I don't know about the women who listen, but the women who work on the show. That's for sure.
I'm sorry. Says the guy who went home with a person an hour into meeting them and spent all weekend. Okay. Like, all right. I mean, I'm going pot and kettle here.
That's true.
Brooke sounds a little bit jealous.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of floozies.
Yeah.
I couldn't say no. I already told you that.
Okay. He's just going to shame other people.
He didn't want to do stuff with her.
Emily, it sounds like he's not necessarily ready to go out on another date with you. Not that he's not interested. Mm-hmm. He just needs a little time.
I mean, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing somebody that wants to hang out. It's just a little shy.
Wow, this whole city thing is crazy to me. You guys are talking so, this is all going so fast. This is a whole lot.
Yeah.
All this sexual talk and all these terms and nonsense here.
Yeah, okay. It's just like the show Sex in the City. That is a true picture of what's happening right now. And
Except for those ladies are like 80.
Well, you're not far off. So, and in keeping with the speed of what's going on, Jason, we would like to send you out on another date with Emily, and we'll pay for it.
Is that how it works in the city?
Only say yes if you actually want to, Jason.
She's right.
Well, you know, I don't want to be rude. If she sees so much in me, you know, maybe I could give it another go. This is a lot right now, but...
Okay.
Emily, what's your reaction to hearing that?
I mean, obviously, I want to spend more time with him, and I think it's kind of fun that he can't say no to me.
Emily, you're a nice girl and everything, but maybe we could take things a little bit slower than we have been.
If any couple needs a safe word, it's them. Yeah.
It's a solid yes from Emily, no matter what he says.
All right, well, thank you very much then, guys. You know, I'm new here, but sounds like you have a good show. You're generous people, so thank you kindly.
You're not going to last, man.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's been a few months, but now Emily and Jason are both back to tell us what's been going on in their wild city lives.
Oh, man, I bet it's just crazy.
Welcome back to the show, guys. How you been?
Oh, hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're good.
We're good.
I'm worried that you're captive right now, but...
It sounds like you guys are still together.
Yeah, you know, it's been good. We've been going exclusively at it for the last couple months here, you know.
Emily.
Nice.
How's that going for you, Emily?
Yep, I mean, I'm not complaining. He's cute, and I do whatever I want, and he just kind
of
goes with it.
That's every woman's dream.
Yeah, a healthy relationship. Yeah. I mean, are you worried that will get old?
Oh, of course. I mean, obviously, we realized he has a hard time saying no, so we've been working on, like, having some boundaries.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I actually, you know, I've been waiting to brag about this a little bit here. The other night, you know, Emily wanted to go out and get enchiladas, and I wasn't in the mood, so I actually, you know, I said no, and we did not go out and get that Mexican food.
Oh, Emily, did you make him sleep on the couch after that?
That's actually really good. It sounds like you guys are, you know, you're helping him, and it's working in your relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was the other time, too. The other week, we wanted to go see a movie, and I thought it might be a little bit too scary for me. So I suggested the Minions instead. We went and saw it.
Oh.
It was good.
That one not quite as sexy as the no to enchiladas.
Emily, look, they've created a monster here.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. I mean, you know, baby steps, and
And he's doing well so far.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you have an actual baby that you're teaching. That's nice.
I would give him toddler.
Oh, okay.
Toddlers, though, are pretty good at saying no. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's been good. She's been good for me. She's been helping me get out my comfort zone, especially in the city.
Oh, that's really sweet. To see you, like, jumping off of curbs. Like, I'm scared of cars.
Yeah. Well, Jason, would you like to, as a thank you, donate a couple $1,000s to the Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning Foundation?
Yeah, sure.
Jason, you're supposed to say no.
We still have some work to do, clearly, yeah. But best of luck, you two, and keep us updated on how your relationship goes, all right?
Of course.
Okay. Good to talk to you guys.
Bye. Good to talk to you, too.
He is a cutie.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.